the bocce courts, tables, and temporary bar had a significant negative impact upon the neighbor's quality of life. Now, these bocce ball courts could be anything different than the previous ones, using softer balls or something?
I was not involved with that application. I don't know the configuration of those bocce ball courts, so.
Okay. Page three, very top paragraph, specifically, "No tables, couches, or seating shall be provided in the rear yard beyond your approved seating area. No entertainment devices or facilities shall be located therein." These are all conditions, were they not?
Those were binding.
We made it a condition.
Right.
Just to cut to the chase on that.
And affirmative says, "In general conditions, all stipulations agreed to on the record by the applicant." And if then specific conditions, when it refers to entertainment, this includes no outdoor seating, gathering areas, tables, or other use, which is now what he's seeking. And you are not in your notice advising the public that you are seeking to change conditions and approvals that were earlier granted. You're simply in your notice making it sound that this is a case of first impression.
I'll object.
Yeah, that's your characterization, Mr.
Characterization.
The notice does speak for itself. The notice advises the public that the applicant is seeking use of that rear yard for bocce, for all the things that it says it in there. And it's also advising the public that the applicant is seeking to utilize the second floor as a banquet facility. And it advises the public that it's looking to use lot 5. You know, and I think under any notice requirements, it's whether or not it gives the public, a reasonable person in the public would know what the applicant is proposing.
And you're here, Mr. Gazarovski, aren't you?
Well,
the
measure is not necessarily,
you wouldn't know what's going on.
You can't. It has to apply to all the public, not.
You're familiar with the Cox book, are you not?
Yes.
And we all recognize that Cox is a commentator. He's not a judge or the end all of, he doesn't have.
It doesn't matter. There are cases that clearly define what adequate notice is.
Right. Well, and he says, in referring to the case of.
Mr. Gazarovski, what version of Cox you're reading from?
In which case are you talking?
I'm reading from the 2014.
That's 3 years old?
I understand.
It changes every year. That's why.
I know what you're.
Just what case are you talking about, Ron?
The case of Park Center versus Zoning Board, 365 NJ Super. 284. Here's what it says. Any application for modification or elimination of a significant condition or conditions in a memorializing resolution in any situation where the application for development in which the condition imposed requires public notice, to modify or eliminate any such conditions. And you are seeking to modify and or eliminate conditions which were established in the first two resolutions, are you not?
I think every activity that we're proposing was included in the notes.
I may agree that every activity.
But this is your argument. I don't know that this is a proper question for the planner.
Again, I don't want to make a legal opinion.
Right.
Okay. Does this notice advise the public that this application is seeking to modify or eliminate conditions of prior resolutions of approval?
Yes, sir. I'm not an attorney.
I think the notice speaks for itself. And I think that's an argument that you're certainly entitled to make.
I'm almost through. You referred to, and I think there was questions regarding the economics of this application. Well, certainly with regard to the operation of this facility as it presently stands, there's no economic hardship being imposed upon the applicant, is there?
Mr. Gazarovski, I didn't rely on economics for any point of my testimony.
You spoke in terms of the view from the river. If, in fact, the conditions of the first and second resolutions were adhered to, anybody driving by in a river would be looking at the rear of this restaurant in an open area between the rear of the sit-down dining and the fence line, meaning basically an open area, would they not?
There's no structures between the river and Tommy's.
So what you're telling us is that anybody going by in a river watching people playing bocce ball in corn bang games, that is more in keeping with the character of boating. And
Mr. Gazarovski, have you taken your boat along the Brunson waterfront?
I can't afford a boat.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I have both.
So you're claiming economic hardship?
You see, one backyard, you see them all, and after I did it three or four times, I said to myself, what am I doing here? Okay. Just one last question.
You said that before.
I didn't. I started.
He's closing in on.
I'm zeroing in.
He's circling.
I'm zeroing in. I want to ask this one question.
Please.
My understanding is, and because he obviously has good food, has entertainment, Tommy's is extremely successful, and would you agree with me that probably at 10 p.m. in the evening is maybe the highlight of the activity in this restaurant?
I'm going to object. He's not an operator. He's not there.
Okay. Let's assume that, as Mr. Bonfiglio testified, his busiest hours perhaps begin at 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. And at 10 p.m., the restaurant and the bar inside is completely filled.
No, that wasn't the testimony.
Let me just ask it more pointedly. If, in fact, the back area is filled with people, and the bar area where the building is has people in it, how are you going to get these people from the outside into the building at 10 p.m. when you ring a gong or something?
Employees and security, Mr.
Gazarovski. Area's closed, you have to leave.
No, the area's not closed. They're just saying you've got to get out of here. There's no, you know.
I believe her testimony was they're closing the gates.
Well, they're closing the gates so people can't go out there. How do you get the people who are out there into
just like
restaurant?
You do at 2 o'clock when you have to leave the bar. I wouldn't know that because I'm old, but there's still people who don't want to leave.
You could have cattle prods, you know, you could have these little dogs that herd sheep a lot and that have them barking, running around herding people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, is there anyone else in the public that has questions of the witness? Yes, ma'am. Please state your name for the record.
My name is Marion McGlynn, and I'm with the Nautilus. Am I allowed to say something?
No. But you should actually go through Mr. Lepardi, if you can. Yes.
I just want to touch on one thing that Mr. Gazarovski brought up about asking for a waiver of conditions. In my notice, I specifically say, applicant shall seek a waiver or modification of conditions of approval granted by the board by resolution adopted January 12, 2016, under application of 1030 Ocean Avenue LLC, pertaining to conditions regarding outdoor seating, gathering areas, tables, and any other outdoor use, including accessory recreation.
Okey-doke.
Did he get that notice?
Yeah,
I don't know what he received, Mr. Cunningham.
Well,
The current notice
was published.
Yeah, Mr. Gazarovski has.
All right, I have no further.
Public portion is still open. There was no one else?
For this witness?
I have no further.
Public portion is now closed.
Thank you.
At this time, I have no further witnesses to call.
Thank you. Mr. Gazarovski, I believe you have a witness.
I think my colleague has a witness. I don't know.
You don't? Okay.
Oh, no.
I do.
Okay.
You want to take it?
Good evening again, Michael Lepardi, on behalf of the Nautilus. Testifying tonight, I have Mr. Andrew Thomas, who's a professional planner. He's going to address some of the concerns with the application. I'm pretty confident that the members of the board won't have time to testify tonight, but if they do, we have a member of the Nautilus who will also testify. But we'll start with Mr. Thomas.
I think the Bible's right there.
Sorry.
Left hand on the Bible, raise your right hand. Solemnly swear the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, I do.
You just state your name for the record.
Andrew Thomas.
And you're a professional planner. You've testified before this board.
Licensed professional planner, state of New Jersey. I've testified before this board on previous occasions.
You're still licensed?
Still licensed, yes.
We've accepted your testimony before and without objection from the board members will again tonight.
Thank you. Mr. Thomas, can you please identify some of the items that you reviewed prior to tonight's testimony?
Reviewed the zoning ordinance, the engineering review letter, master plan, previous resolutions of approval, which were from March of 2015, and also January of 2016. Attended the previous hearings of the applicant and listened to testimony, visited the site and surrounding area. Prepared a few exhibits for you tonight.
Maybe you could start by taking us through a little bit of your description of the character of the neighborhood and the properties that are sort of in question in this application.
You going to refer to that one?
Yeah, we've just...
I think it's N3. That's what I had.
N3.
I'm trying to find N1. I have N2.
There's quite a few N's, I think, already.
I have N... I only have N2, N1 and N2.
I have N4 as a photo of the signage on a walk-in cooler.
I think that was the last I introduced, so we'll be safe.
So the N5? This would be N5 then?
Yes.
Hang on, I don't have N. I have N2, Monmouth County Local Preliminary Engineers, phase ups to the bridge.
Right.
That's right. I think Mr. Gazarovski...
That was for ID only.
That was ID only.
Yep. N3 was a photo of the front and rear seating area.
Jeez. Hang on, then let me do that. Okay, and three was front and rear seating area?
Yeah, photo.
Okay.
And four, photo of signage.
Okay. Thank you. And now, N5 is aerial?
Yep, N5 is an aerial, 2015 NJDEP aerial, where I've identified the Tommy site in an orange, and also the Nautilus condos.
Okay.
Can I just mark the other two while
sure.
we're at it, since it's just
Yep.
So N6.
And two photos?
Two photos. First photo is from the second floor of Nautilus, looking south towards Tommy's rear yard. And photo two on the bottom, also from the second floor, looking west. And you can see the Tommy's in the rear yard as well.
Okay.
Those photos are dated June 7, 2016?
Yep, taken by myself June 7. And then...
N7?
N7 is just one additional photo. Looking at the Nautilus past Tommy's rear yard.
Looking north? Okay.
So, of course, Tommy's site is located right next to the Nautilus. The Nautilus condos, located just north of the site, Nautilus contains 18 units. It's an L-shaped building, two stories in height. It was constructed somewhere between 1956 and 1963. I went back through some of the historical photos to see when it was constructed. That was the date it was constructed. The condo building is set back from the roadway. It's located behind Tommy's. And a portion of the L to the south runs parallel to Tommy's, and there's six units that overlook the rear yard. The condo building is located approximately 20 feet from the side property line adjacent to Tommy's. The Tommy's property is also approximately 400 feet from the rear of the property to the residential uses, which would be across the river in Rumson, which would be left on the map across the Shrewsbury River. Lot 5, of course, will convert the old Sunoco gas station to a parking lot, and the property, both properties are located in the BR zone, permitting residential uses and a variety of commercial uses, including restaurants.
Access to the Nautilus condominium?
Access is through just to the north here, you can see it. One way, I guess would be counterclockwise, then going south and then out through the easement past Tommy's site.
Can you please describe the proposed uses on the site that are not currently permitted by the ordinance?
Which site, Tommy's site?
Yes. So of course, one of the prominent uses will be the outdoor recreation entertainment lounge area for customers in the rear. The rear yard would be used for that purpose. It measures approximately 75 by 90, which is 6,750 square feet approximately. The outdoor area would contain the bocce court, the three cornhole pits, several tables and chairs in an area called the seating grove. There would be a total of 79 additional seating and standing catering spaces being proposed for the area. And this would increase the outdoor number of outdoor seats from a limit of 104, which was under the original March 2015 resolution, to 183. And that 183 would include the 79, which would be 35 seating, 24 standing, and 20 for the recreational area. So that's an increase of 76% for the outdoor area. Under the SEPRITE ordinance, recreation or entertainment is not listed as either a permitted use in the BR zone, nor is it listed as a permitted accessory use in the zone. Now, under section 130-49D2, which is accessory and building uses, it states that any use or structure which is contrary to the general intent of the zone in which the lot to which it relates is located is prohibited. There's also another section in the ordinance that says, which is 130-49D1, and that's also for accessory uses. It states that an accessory use may be established on a lot provided that the accessory use is customarily associated or provided with the primary use on the lot which it relates. So in looking at those two particular regulations, it's my opinion that outdoor entertainment and recreation areas that include the cornhole, the bocce, are not customarily part of a restaurant use, in addition to it not being listed as a permitted or accessory use in the zone. And as testified by the site owner, this would be an area to attract customers to stay and congregate, where you get a drink, bring it to the backyard, and then play those games. This goes well beyond just a waiting area to get into the restaurant, as testified by Mr. Agenda. The intent of the definition of the restaurant in SEPRITE is to have what is sit-down service within a building, and not to have a takeout service, or have, in this instance, people getting their drink and then taking it out to the backyard and congregating in the back. And I think the definition for restaurant is very clear in this regard. The backyard is not in conformance with the definition, and the definition for restaurants are establishments at which food is sold for consumption on the premises to patrons seated within a building. This includes public dining rooms, banquet halls, cocktail lounges as an accessory use, but does not include the type of establishment commonly referred to as drive-ins, custard stands, and the like. The proposed recreation area, in my opinion, doesn't meet the intent of that ordinance. The definition of a restaurant, it does not include recreation areas. There's nowhere in the BR zone that permits outdoor recreation areas as part of commercial use. So looking at all that, and just summarizing it, first, the outdoor entertainment recreation area is not permitted as an accessory permitted use. Second, it's not a customary accessory use. And third, it does not meet the intent of the zone. And because of those three elements, it's expressly prohibited under the definition, under your definition. It's not that it's silent, it's expressly prohibited. And I'll read it again. Under 130-49-D2, it states that any use or structure which is contrary to the general intent of the zone in which the lot to which it relates is located is prohibited. Now, in addition to that, there is language in the resolution of approval of use from March 24th, 2015, that also prohibits outdoor entertainment for this site. And there was questions by Mr. Gazarovski and some testimony. And under that original resolution of approval from 2015, and specifically page 3, it stated that the applicant initially indicated that they planned to have outdoor entertainment, including live bands. And it said that the board had a major concern with the proposal and its effect on the neighbors of the Nautilus, which is located, of course, in close proximity to the proposed outdoor entertainment area. It further states that the applicant did not show that the location of the entertainment areas in the plans could offer no testimony as to noise impacts or attenuation. Board members indicated that they would not look favorably on this proposal with the outdoor entertainment component. The resolution also states that with the withdrawal of the outdoor entertainment component, the board felt that this was a good use for the site. And of course, there's additional conditions within that resolution, conditions 15 and 18, no outdoor speakers, no outdoor music or entertainment. Condition 17, which says that the rear outdoor seating area should be limited to an area measuring 20 by 40.
These were all conditions on the March 24th, 2015 resolution?
That's correct. And the conditions of the approval were later reiterated in the January 12th, 2016 resolution when the applicant came back to the board. And it stated that no other use of the rear area other than what was originally approved. And specifically, condition number 1 of the January resolution, it stated no outdoor entertainment. And it says, including no outdoor seating, no outdoor gathering areas, tables, or any other outdoor use. So what's being proposed now really goes directly against what the board approved in March of 2015 and also in January 2016. And it was clear in both instances that the board did not want any of the outdoor area utilized beyond what was approved for the outdoor seating, that 20 by 40 area. So now the current application is to increase the size of the outdoor area by more than tripling that size. And essentially you're adding 2 more additional seating areas to the southern portion of the rear yard and along the northern portion of the rear yard. And there's a few planning issues associated with the backyard area. One of the issues with the outdoor entertainment and recreations is, of course, noise, not only from the people congregating, but also from the games themselves. And there was a lot of discussion about that actually in the January 2016 resolution, to the point where it said in the resolution that the placement of bocce courts and tables had a significant impact on the neighbor's quality of life. And that's directly from page 2, item 6 of the January resolution. Cornhole, games, bocce, especially cornhole, make noise in of themselves, in addition to the people congregating and talking loudly and drinking in the backyard. And I know from personal experience that the noise from cornhole can be pretty loud. You can hear it throughout the neighborhood. Secondly, the testimony was that at 10 p.m. the backyard would be closed by a gate. From a planning perspective, how do you logistically get 60 or 70 people out of the backyard at a set time? From a practical matter, how is that enforced? Where do the people go after they leave the backyard? And there was really no clear testimony on that point. And third, based on the plan and the testimony offered, the backyard outdoor area really becomes some kind of a hybrid use where you can get a drink. It's an active recreation area. It goes beyond just a waiting area. The backyard area is a new accessory use altogether. And patrons don't even have to use the restaurant at all. They could just go to the restaurant, get a drink, and then just go to the backyard and use that facility. Again, how the backyard His use goes beyond the definition of a restaurant use or any accessory use that's permitted, and what's proposed in the backyard is a prohibited accessory use. Now, because there are particular set conditions in the original resolution, what I did was I reviewed several things with regard to something called a change in circumstance. And essentially, the question is, what has changed between what the board originally approved and now? And what I did was I looked at, did the conditions of the site substantially change since 2016? And the answer is no. There's an addition, of course, an addition of the parking area in the front, but nothing has changed in the rear portion of the area. The Nautilus is still there. The rear portion is still there. Nothing has really changed on the Tommy's building site. The second question is, have the conditions changed in the surrounding area? And again, the answer is no. The uses in the surrounding area are the same. The next question is the site plan substantially different where the use should now be included on the site? And in my opinion, no. The site plan doesn't contain any substantial mitigation efforts where the outdoor entertainment or recreational use should be permitted. Next question is, are the conditions unreasonable that were previously set by the board? And in my opinion, no, they are not unreasonable conditions, especially with respect to the adjacent Nautilus condos. The board considered the adjacent residential uses before, and they put those conditions in place for a particular reason.
And were those reasons also included in the resolution of approval?
Yes, they were. And then finally, are there any special reasons that are advanced to permit the use at this site? I didn't feel that there's any compelling testimony or special reasons as to why the board should permit the outdoor use and the types of uses that were specifically discussed and already found by the board to be detrimental to the neighborhood and also not shown in the ordinance to be a permitted or accessory permitted use. So having reviewed all those questions, there doesn't appear to be any legitimate planning reason why the conditions of the board that were established as part of the original approval in March of 2015 and also January 2016 should be overturned by the board, and why the backyard should be expanded to include those uses that were expressly determined to be detrimental to the neighborhood.
Just for the sake, we're about to, I guess, get on to the next of our list of topics. We have a lot more. I know it's approaching 10 p.m. We can continue to go if the board wants us to.
Let's give it a little, everybody, a little more time. Sure you want.
Yeah, no.
Well, how much? You have another testimony after this and another witness?
I have another witness, but we're not even halfway through the testimony.
So sense. You have more
of Mr. Thomas's testimony?
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a lot more. It's up to the board. Again, I'm just bringing it to your attention so that...
I'd love to get this over with, but I don't want to stay here all night either.
Yeah. How much more time does he have?
I'd say maybe another half hour, I would say.
And then you have more after that.
And well,
and then across, and then I have another witness.
Cross examination.
Yeah.
And then,
it's not going to be finished tonight, so.
Yeah.
Well, you let him do it a half hour, and then Marty has a week, a month to figure out his cross.
What's that, Marty?
I'd like to see this witness get finished. At least it's direct.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, can we take a 5 break?
All right, let's just take a 2 minute break. Oh.
Aren't you glad you had that?
Nice one, John.
After I was in Miami and I texted you, I came home and I went to St. Pete. Some friends asked me to race their lightning and then flew to Puerto Rico to learn to kite.
Found any update on the gooseneck?
I did step off circle.
So thirteen watts would be 120 volts. Like 0.1.
Reefs out the bar. They came down on a jet ski with the surfboard.
He's someone in the business.
Jump in the waves off the jet ski.
Is that what you do, electrical?
Yeah.
But do you get up on the board?
Yeah.
Is there anything?
Get up on the board.
You did better than me.
I just bought a boat trailer and it's all about the game. Everything's sealed, it's great.
It's a trailer.
This is the old Holmes thing.
But it's just stayed nice for a couple of months. Too tired of your travels.
I'll go back.
I've settled down.
That was the most damaged.
You're one of those people too who you see on the map, you know.
She's going all the way to Paris and now she's in.
I haven't seen enough of it.
Where did you go last time?
This is bad.
I know you want to. Kathy, you want to show me whatever you want to show me?
Oh, yes.
We'll do this.
Okay, if I'm going to be here. Why, the other thing I wanted to know, why is the.
I have a challenge.
Wow.
We've got problems in our country. Kathy, stay here and help us. This is fucking brutal.
How am I doing? I think next time you got to. You're going to be downtown.
Like 30 something years ago.
I was just a. It was
great. Had a good time.
It was fun.
French?
No, I'm actually going to take a course. Now I want to go take a course, so I'm going to go take a. Coming up. So.
Here comes.
Maybe I'll learn.
It was locked the other way. I can't.
No.
Took a long time.
And this is insane.
I know. I tried to wait a door lock. That time was about to fall down.
No.
Yeah.
All right, Dave, you want to see that thing?
Yeah. Real quick. That thing's a hazard.
Hey, Gary.
Hey.
I know, right?
You may.
Take a little bit too.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good thing.
You see, I won that thing with all the booze.
No, I had to like.
That big rolling cooler.
Jesus, that's great.
That's hysterical. Bunch of crazy crap.
Oh, well.
You know any local guys who could do standing seam roof?
To do what?
Standing seam roof, like a metal roof.
Sure.
Yeah, you know anybody good?
No, I know a couple of guys.
Yes.
I don't have it in my, I have to get back on it.
Yeah,
I got a couple of them. So.
No.
I got to do my roof over.
Oh, your own roof?
Yeah.
Well, 50-50, you know, right? 50-50, that'd be good.
50-50 what?
That'd be adequate. Dave has some rough purposes. Don't you have some people you recommend? You know, they're maybe 60-40 good.
Oh, you're talking about the quality of your work. I'm talking, what's do 50% metal? I don't know what he was talking about.
Dave, stay with us.
That's exactly what he said. Your guys might be 50-50.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dave's history. Never build where you live, but Dave's got away with it. Hey, Dave, how you doing?
Well, my houses are still standing.
I know. Exactly. Well said.
Did you get back? You're back in your house.
We're back in our house.
What are you thinking of a bomb shelter they built next to you?
I'm waiting for the final.
Do they know that those trees don't live in Sebring?
No, I bet they don't.
Did you see all the planting they're doing in North Beach?
Is that
the bomb shelter? There will be. In fact, before the winter, they put a row of about 8 evergreens on the north side. They're almost all dead already. They don't understand. You know, the woods is hit by the black pines.
The pines are out of trees.
Yeah, you're right.
All those trees, they won't last 2 years.
I'm so excited, and you're right.
None of them. The trees, you see any trees in Sebring?
We have
trees don't grow. I've lived in my house, I think now, it's good on 20 years. I think I've redone the land. landscaping four times a year and left over from the fall.
Still hangs out at two left.
Apple trees. They grow great.
Better than doing this. It's really nice not going to Cal. It's not really close.
I can't understand why that house is selling next to you, the one that sort of does the one that is for sale. For years, it's looked at online. It's like a Polaroid.
Well, it's a $3 million. It's supposed to be, you know, I think it's maybe he's doing it for tax. I don't think he really wants to sell it. He just, I think he's a tax guy. So we'll open the market, it'll show that we're not. I don't know how he thinks.
But it's just nice and
It's okay.
You'll get a hot dog.
You know, the rear is not, I don't know if you ever look at the rear.
You sell some, they cheapen down.
Let's go.
You know, you're a junior.
Oh, no kidding.
So the customer wanted me to look at some stuff and went and deal for ideas.
Reading back the board, please.
$22,000 a half hour. Is that, I never really looked at it. Now you got 20 minutes.
Steve, we're missing Steve. Here he comes.
Earning the hats, right? Come on, Steve, get back there.
Get angry.
Yep. You have the floor.
Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. So, moving on to the next topic. So, there's nowhere in the definition of restaurant or anywhere in the zoning regulations where outdoor dining is permitted. Restaurants are permitted, but the restaurant must be contained entirely within the building or on the deck. And a variance is being requested for the outdoor dining portion. Approval for outdoor dining was granted under the original approval. However, it was limited to...
Did you just say a variance is being requested for outdoor dining?
Well, it should be requested for...
You're saying that it should be.
Well, between the outdoor dining and the recreation area...
We already made that determination. Yeah. You can argue it, but the board... This was a preliminary question that the board discussed, and I don't have it right with in front of me, but the definition of building would include patios, et cetera.
Yeah, but that's not a patio in the back.
Well, they're not dining in the back. They're only dining on the patio part.
But they're bringing drinks to the back.
Oh, well, you're thinking drinks are dining. Okay, go ahead. If you're saying that bring a drink out the back.
It's plus the recreational area, I would say.
I understand the recreation that you're saying, I do get that. But outdoor dining is consistently been approved at almost every restaurant. In Seabright, and I think what the board has indicated, I'll pull it up, but we've already decided that is that under the definition of building, it includes the decks, patios, etc.
I think the preliminary decision that the board made was that variance was not necessary. That was the board's decision, that variance would not be necessary for that type of use.
For the outdoor dining, right? Correct. The board was referring to that 20 by 40 or whatever that patio is, which is a dining area where waiter, waitress service, and food is served, food and drinks are served.
I think there's a difference of opinion, which is why Mr.
Right.
Is
giving now, are you? But I just want to make sure if he was talking about that where the board is considering that dining area, that I think it's 20 by 40, but I can't remember at this time of night,
mm-hmm.
or you're talking about the gathering space, whatever they want to call it, beyond the fence.
Beyond that.
That's what you're talking about. Okay.
I believe we're talking about both. I mean, I understand that decision was made, but
you can still argue it, but yeah. I just wasn't sure if he was talking about the dining area, which what we're talking about, that 20 by 40 where the board has authorized dining to occur, or and in the front also there's outdoor dining
as well as the front,
right? As well as the front, or if you're talking about beyond, you know, the trellis, beyond the fence,
mm-hmm.
the gathering area where no one is served drinks or food, but they can carry a drink back. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think for purposes of this discussion, I would say that we are considering both to be outdoor dining, not permitted, but distinctly.
Okay.
So if one is a little more exacerbated than the other. So both, but
I have no idea what you just said.
Understood. For purposes of his testimony, I think the opinion is that
You're saying
both,
that them walking back there is outdoor dining?
Yes.
Okay. Well, then just say that.
All right, so when I was at the restaurant back in August, there was a total of 138 seats, outdoor seats. It was limited to 104, but the outdoor seating when I was there, in the front there was a total of 78. There were 7 tables of 6, 9 tables of 4, and then in the back there were 6 tables of 4 and 6 tables of 6 for a total of 60 in the back. So we total that up to 138, where 104 outdoor seats are limited by resolution. And so it exceeded by 34 seats. And there's also was an additional 3 stand-up tables where approximately 6 to 8 people could be accommodated. So an additional 18 to 24 people, perhaps. Again, in order for the board to overturn a particular condition in the resolution, there has to be planning justification. The board limited the outdoor seating for a reason, and it was very specific that it did not extend beyond the areas shown on the original plan, which was under condition 8 of the resolution. There was no planning justification that was presented in testimony to overturn the condition or extend the restaurant use beyond the boundaries of the building and approved outdoor dining area. A variance is requested for a setback of the trash enclosures on the north side of the property, 0 feet proposed, 7 feet required, and a combination side yard of 0 feet and 15 feet required. So the trash enclosures are being relocated from the rear of the south side of the property to the north side along the building. The trash enclosure would be located right along the north property line, adjacent to the easement running from Ocean Avenue to the Nautilus property. Access to and from the trash enclosures would be from the easement. And as we've discussed or heard in testimony, there would be a potential blocking of the easement. It would impede parking areas during times of loading and unloading. The garbage containers would be actually located closer to the residence if you're moving it from the back, the south side, to the north side. The difference is plus or minus 68 feet versus 80 feet for the current condition in the back door. And the board in its January 12th resolution, there was a stipulation about the trash enclosures and their location. And on page 3, item 7, it said the board felt that the approved location of the trash enclosure was appropriate and should not be changed. The board felt that the proximity of the proposed trash enclosure to the Nautilus residential dwellings would negatively impact the residents. And additionally, the board felt that it would be screened from the public view at the approved location. And the location in the rear yard may also serve as a deterrent from the people congregating and talking loudly in the rear yard. So the location of the trash enclosure really is linked to partially to keeping people out of the backyard as well. The technology utilized for the trash enclosure was not proven to work. This is something that the applicant has not utilized in the past. There was no examples provided where this currently is being used in the area. There was a number of questions with the new system. One of them was, what if the misting system doesn't work or is not effective? What if the applicant just decides to not use it at some point? Those were questions that were not answered. I think the better planning alternative, in my opinion, is just to leave the trash enclosure on the south side away from the residential uses. And as currently as the board had determined it to be appropriate back in January. It's a location that's acceptable, adjacent residences are not impacted, and it's a location that appears to be currently working from the resident's standpoint. Now, one of the things I wanted to get into, and I have another exhibit back there. This is the, what would be the latest county plan. I believe this is, if I can mark this as an exhibit, because I'm going to be referring to that.
It would be N8.
N8?
Oh, this is the first I've seen this.
Can you identify what N8 is?
N8 is the Route 36 and Rumson Road operations and access improvements. It's the new bridge. So you can see the...
Hang on one second before I just want to get... So it's the Route 36 and Rumson Road operation and access...
Right.
...improvements. It's a plan, right?
It's prepared a, it's by... A, it's a preliminary design in progress, April 2016, prepared... believe by the, it was, got it from the county, and it's the replacement of Monmouth County Bridge S32.
When you say you got it from the county, via an open request, just so we know, like, who's, right, who?
You can actually just go on the website, and they give you...
The Monmouth County website?
The Monmouth County website.
They would pose an objection in a minute, but go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get it, lay a foundation as to, you know, what...
Right, I think that's the problem.
Right, so I need, so it's, it says preliminary design, April 2016.
Yep.
I see a bunch of little logos on the bottom, is that, you know, anyone, I can't read from here what it
is. Now, what I've done is I've put some notations in red, and those are my notations that I added.
On the bottom left, like...
The logos are where the money's coming from.
That's what I'm thinking.
So it's the NJTPA.
Right.
North Jersey Transportation Authority, U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration. They have the Monmouth County logo, Federal Highway Administration logo.
And this is found on the Monmouth County website?
Yes, this is the latest plan. They give you a list of all of what's going on in Monmouth County related to bridge and roadway improvements. This was the latest plan that was on there.
Okay, so we don't know who it's prepared by, correct? Just, there's no prepared by on there. I just want to establish, right?
Let's see what's in.
No. No, I see that right term.
I don't have the...
I do, Bart.
Okay, and...
Mr. Lepari has it.
No, I don't.
Okay, now I have another question, like, I guess I need to know... Oh, you can mark it, certainly mark it as ID, but I guess we would need to know, I mean, there's obviously not been any agreement as to whether this plan is going to move forward on...
It's preliminary.
That's my problem. We're putting a plan out here that is a year old, and it's preliminary. And with April 2016, it is now almost April 2017.
Government does not work this quickly.
I understand that, but we don't know the accuracy of this plan. And it's sort of, to utilize it for the board to rely upon it, it's not right, and it's not questionable, and it's not reliable as evidence. And I think if there's anything regarding the, what could be done, I mean, they could invite a county representative to come in and talk about it if they really wanted to, and then you'd have an accurate representation of what the plan is.
But it doesn't look like it's having any impact on you anyway.
I'm not saying it is. I'm arguing strictly on, excuse me a minute, Mike. I'm arguing strictly on the admissibility of evidence.
No, I agree.
It's a preliminary year-old plan. I don't think the proper foundation to lay for the evidence or for the board to rely upon.
There's been several instances where Mr. McGann and the applicant has referred to what they understand the county project to be and its impact on this project. It's obviously important. Mr. Thomas has relied upon it, and as something, as a document that he relied upon, he's allowed to testify as to that. There's absolutely no restriction on him being able to testify on a document that may be relevant to his opinion and to the board's opinion.
I disagree. for him to rely upon that, that proper foundation has to be presented.
For us to rely on.
Right. But he's...
It's not accurate if it's not approved.
They've had 10 of these, and they've all been different.
And this is a year old.
But again, Mr. McGann and the applicant has relied on many representations that he's conveyed to this board about the state of the bridge relocation.
I have never produced a plan on the bridge.
You're right, and this is a little more accurate than Mr. McGann's testimony that he had recent discussion.
Do you know how many iterations of this map came before the April 6th?
Before this one, no.
Do you know, are you sure that there are none other that came after April of 16?
Last I checked, that was it.
Just checked on the website?
Not publicly posted.
Not publicly posted.
So nothing has been publicly posted. Have you contacted any county official to see whether or not that's still a viable preliminary plan?
No.
Or whether or not they have any other potential changes or...
No.
Okay. Dave Hoder, do you have any input into this?
I do not. It's a plan that they put up a pictorial version of the plan every time they come up with something new, usually after a public hearing.
So I think what we'd like to have him testify as to his findings on the plan, and if they want to be stricken by Mr. McGann later at a later date, that's fine.
That's the problem. He used the word "the plan." Nobody knows what the plan is. We're speculating. It's a speculative plan.
Right, because it's preliminary, it certainly is speculative because, you know, we would have no control over it. I mean, it could change tomorrow to be anything different. You know, we have no control over it.
And that's understood.
But so for the sole purpose, why don't you tell us, Mr. Thomas, what's your testimony regarding this plan?
I think that the testimony regarding the plan is that when the bridge is replaced, it's going to be taking some of the parking spaces from Dunkin' Donuts. It's going to be realigning the Dunkin' Donuts, and I believe that there's a small health club in there.
Right.
Realigning this, redesigning it. There would no longer be any access into the Dunkin' Donuts parking lot from Route 36. It would be through Old Rumson Road. They would be then adding...
You don't think they'd have to do an entire taking of that piece of property by then?
They might.
Okay.
That's my very plan.
Yes.
Well, I think it's a factor that the board should consider, whether it's in the current plan is to take a piece of property that's detrimental and adjoining to the application.
How is it detrimental to this application?
Well, if there's parking spaces that are being taken, there's parking spaces along Old Rumson Road and the potential that the Lot 5 part or all of that can be taken as well. It's certainly been part of the discussion.
Well, that's not on that.
Let me renew my objection for a minute. Our engineer just had a discussion with the borough engineer about how he wants the parking lot configured.
Correct.
Recent discussions. Do you think for one moment that the borough engineer, okay, is going to tell our engineer how to configure a parking lot, knowing that the parking lot is going to be taken by the county? I mean, that's a stretch.
You said yourself you don't know how it's going to be taken. So
I know for a fact what I've been told by county council.
So this is are you testifying?
No, I'm making a representation. Just like you make representations.
I have my witnesses do that.
No, they testify.
Anyway, stop arguing amongst yourselves and let's get to it.
As early as today, I was told by county council, Alan Weiss, that my client's property is not within the scope of their work.
Well, it's not on that plan either, within the scope of the work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not.
Exactly. But so what is the purpose of this?
Right, if you let him testify, we'll find out. You know, further, just...
Should I move on?
Final point. Our municipal land use law, NJSA 40:55D-10E, strictly says that the technical rules of evidence don't apply to land use proceedings, and that all evidence can be considered by the board. So his strict evidentiary objections...
I have no objection to testify. My objection is using this as an exhibit that for the board's going to rely upon in evidence. That's my point.
But, you know, the board obviously can give it no weight. You know, if he wants to testify that he looked at a preliminary plan that could change at any second, and he's basing his opinion on something that's so fluid and speculative, I mean, that Andy, if you want to testify to that.
Well, I think.
You've given those parameters.
We just found another plan on the website, by the way, June.
I think that the June 2016 is the most recent.
There's another one, another website.
That's the plan we're talking, that's the plan you're looking at.
You said April.
You said April.
It's June.
So what can we rely on now?
Let's go.
Go ahead. Make it quick, though.
Yeah.
Let's move on then.
I mean, if you wanted to say something about that, go ahead, about that you've reviewed some preliminary plans and what do you have to say about it? I mean, how does that impact this?
I think that the concern is if the board gives a parking variance and then the county ends up taking the property, I mean.
Yeah, and that we, the board discussed that at the last meeting.
We can't.
Right.
Take that approach. You can't.
Right, and the board.
He owns the property, he's asking for certain relief. We have to listen and decide.
And the board also did have the concern, and they did indicate that in the event the taking affected this subject property, they'd have to come back before the board for some type of new approval if it, you know, reduced access or parking or any of the above.
Right. So the parking area to the south that's being used by Tommy's is only through a lease agreement as testified. That could potentially be broken in the future. Would offer no guarantee that Tommy's patrons could park there.
Yeah, I think we made it clear earlier that lot three was not being considered in this application. We're pretending that it doesn't exist. And as Mr. Gazarovski reiterated 2,000 times, the parking that we're talking about today is total of 188, where they provide 29. For a deficiency of 159, 135, which was under the previous. So I agree, but I think that lot three has always been kind of a, you know, it's a bonus if they get it, but we're not counting on it.
And then just the last comment I have on parking is that there's no parking proposed for takeouts of the restaurant. I know the restaurant does takeout business for pizzas especially, and there's nothing proposed for that. And one of the problems is that for takeout, and I know because I had this problem, is that people will come up and they'll park in the easement and then you can't exit the Nautilus because people are parked, they run in, they get their pizza, they come out. So there's no takeout provisions for parking. Move on to another topic. There's a number of conditions of the previous approval that are being proposed that are contrary or have not been adhered to. Again, includes the outdoor dining limited to 104 seats that's shown on the plan. Will not extend beyond what's on the plans. Currently, they're seating for 138 spaces, which I said on the outside, not including a few stand-up drink tables. And that's being proposed to be increased with the outdoor grove area. Of restricting second floor strictly to dry storage and restaurant office, again, the proposal is to now.
Let me get that again. What's approved is 104 outside seats. You've indicated that by your count, there's 138?
Yes.
Okay. I missed that. Thank you.
That was, excuse me one minute. Just let's go back.
That's
took a count on how many occasions.
Well,
Terry's making notes on the testimony.
Yeah, but you can cross-examine. I'll make notes on your cross-examination, too.
Again, restricting second floor.
And but I was writing, and I'm sorry. You 138 actual count, and when did you do that, just so I have that?
August.
August, okay, thanks. August 16th, obviously.
Again, restricting second floor strictly to dry storage and restaurant office. The proposal is now open to the second floor for a party room. Again, it goes against the original approval and discussion by the board. It appears that the front outdoor dining area is being extended.